This is Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, episode 28 for Wednesday, July 24th, 2019. Hello from Lincoln Public Schools. I'm Brian Fitzgerald.
And I'm Mindy Burback. Welcome to Stories from Lincoln Public Schools. This is our podcast that gives you an inside look at the people, activities, and programs that make Lincoln Public Schools the wonderful place it is. Today, Brian, we're wrapping up our graduation series with the senior speakers from Northeast High School.
Woohoo!
Brian, what's on our website this week?
We have a couple really neat new stories. First, there's a program called First Job Lincoln that helps match up students with sort of a first job, a paid internship here within Lincoln. So there's 10 businesses here in town that are kind of taking part of that. And it mostly focuses on our career the Career Academy. There's TCA. I kept wanting to say Technology Career Academy, but it's the Career Academy. It focuses on students from there, but it can be students from any school here in town. So they had this program event downtown at Assurity Life, and we're kind of celebrating the success of the program and kind of going through some of the students that were there, people that participated in it. So you can read all about that up on www.lps.org. And then also, I got hungry reading about this. But there's a story about a Career Academy student that won a national banking competition. So,
Whoa. Yeah,
Hannah Christensen, she won the first place and the gold medal in the commercial banking category at the National Skills USA Championships, which were just about a month ago, June 26th and 27th in Louisville, Kentucky. She's from Southwest High School. And she completed the culinary pathway at the Career Academy. So she, I think it's talking about just nationwide to start with, over 6,400 students originally in this.
That's a lot. And she won.
And she won, got the gold medal. Now, you got to hear the stuff that she prepared.
I'm not sure we should have this as we're recording
at
lunchtime.
I just want it all right here in front of me. Cheddar pepper scones. I could stop right there.
Yeah.
9.5 pounds of honey wheat bread. Eclairs and cream puffs, apple galettes, chocolate chip cookies, 3 shapes of filled Danish pastries, and a decorated 4-layer cake.
Oh, to be a judge for that competition, that would be a rough job.
Doubt. So for winning first prize, gold medal, a culinary calculator, that doesn't sound like a whole lot, but
yeah.
A calculator, an okay. Amazon tablet, but then a full scholarship to either Sullivan University, the Culinary Institute of America, or Johnson & Wales University. So congratulations, Hannah. That is quite an accomplishment. You should be very proud. And please send the scones this direction.
Yes, I think we need to sample those.
One other note is we're really getting very close to the beginning of the school year, and you can feel it around here. Something brand new this year is that we have online enrollment verification, which in the past you might have heard, like, we need to do your census form. Sometimes, you know, as soon as you walk into your school for the first time in a year, they're at the table like, hey, we need to have you fill out some stuff. That is all online this year, so you can go to the district website, you can go to any of the school websites, and there's a button that says enroll or verify, and that's where you can start the process to just update your information for the current year. So things like School Messenger and all that stuff, that we can make sure that we can contact you effectively and that we have all the information we need to educate all of our students.
Brian, I've already done mine, and it was super easy. I loved it. It was so much better than trying to fill in all the changes and make it legible for the office staff that have to enter it in. I could go in there, type in the changes.
Do you have bad handwriting?
I have really bad handwriting.
Oh, no.
Well, plus you're trying to fit it in those little spaces they provide.
Right.
There's so much information. But I was able to update, you know, the emergency contact information for my kids, and I was able to update our address and all of that information, take care of the field trip permissions and the photo permissions and all of that paperwork at the beginning of the year. And it was so easy. You know, it took me a little bit of time, but for me, it was easier to just sit down and do it in one night than have to try to go through all the paperwork and make sure that I got every single paper back to the district.
I am so excited to do it for my two. So
you still have it left.
I do.
But it'd be great if everybody could do it before the first day of school.
Yes,
that
would
really help it out. Well, Brian, we are finishing up our graduation series. We've heard from 5 of the high schools. Now it's our 6th one. So today we're going to hear from the Rockets at Northeast High School. Oh, it's the Rockets. And this year's speakers include Kate Schoening, Wendy Forlemieux, and Bothena Ibrahim. Let's take a listen.
Welcome, family, friends, and class of 2019. We made it. Today was a day we all counted down to, a day we said needed to come faster and that we couldn't wait to get out of here. This day marks the start of our lives beyond high school, a new chapter. And as we aim to look forward, I think we should take a look back on our time at Northeast. We've experienced so many changes while at Northeast. At first, we came in as little freshmen, not knowing anything. Most of us were afraid, probably a freshman Friday, even though that wasn't necessarily the case. I remember my first day of school. I had to have my dad show me where my classrooms were, since he was a teacher there at the time. His room was number 11, so basically that's all I knew as to where things were, aside from the office at North Gym. But coming in as a freshman at Northeast is scary. The building is so big, so trying to figure it out is hard on its own. And then the room numbers don't make sense, so it's really easy to get lost. But we eventually got the hang of things and knew which routes were best to take to all our classes and who we could walk with as we went. I remember thinking at the end of that year, wow, this went by so fast, I'm gonna be a senior soon, which was a little premature at the time, but now, look at us. One of the last times we'll all be together. Then we became sophomores. In August of that year, from fundraising and donations from alumni, we got a new Rocket statue outside. The last time a Rocket stood in front of the school was 26 years ago, because in 1990, it was stolen. The fact that the alumni were able to come together to bring back this icon is something I find unique about Northeast, the community that this place has created, and the history it has. Flash forward to junior year, the so-called hardest year, which wasn't as hard as senior year if you think about it, but that doesn't mean it didn't have its moments. That year, we experienced a total solar eclipse. Hopefully nobody burned their eyes. It was also the year of the fire in the boys' third floor bathroom, and I honestly wish I would have been there to see Grothin and Ekman try to put out that fire. But as much as we wanted to be seniors, and to just get the heck out of there, the end of that year was really bittersweet. I think it started to dawn on us that this next year will be filled with lasts. From our last Rocket Ready Day to our last May Day. Which brings us to senior year. With the end of this year came the realization that the last 4 years of our lives is coming to an end. And for some of us, this community has been in our lives for longer than just 4 years. For so many people, Northeast isn't just a building or a school, it's a history. A lot of the kids that went to Northeast have had a family connection of some sort, whether it be a sibling or other relative that attended, or a parent that works there. For me, Northeast has been a part of my life since I was born. My mom, her brother and sister, and my sister all attended Northeast. The Northeast community has always been strong and always will be. Everyone who's been a part of this history has still been involved somehow, whether it's being part of the Booster Club or volunteering to speak to classes. They still come back to the school they love. So, my hope for this class of 2019 is that even if we leave Nebraska or send our kids to LNE, we can continue to be a part of its history.
Forever young, I wanna be forever young. Do you really want to live forever, forever and ever young? Dear Lincoln Northeast Rockets, dear class of 2019, we made it! It's been 4 years and we have come a long way. I'm so proud of us. But I mean, those stairs did something to us, didn't they? Ever had a class where you left the basement all the way to the third floor every day? The sweating, shortness of breath, burning in your calves? Whew. Well, I'm glad that's over. Oh, and by the way, administrators, don't change that. No, let the new students experience that too. Let them suffer. But on a more serious note, the question of the day is, do you want to be young forever? I know some adults probably want to be young again, which is good, you know. They just have to learn how to play Fortnite and eat Tide Pods. There you go. You're young again. But as young high school graduates, we are so over this. And we are ready to take on the adult world. And when I say ready, I mean ready. I have friends that have practically everything figured out for the next 6 years of their lives. I'm talking college, work, house, marriage. They even have plan Bs and Zs in case something doesn't work out. But I also have friends that don't have it all figured out, like me. But I'm not hopeless. None of us are. And that's because Northeast has prepared us for the better and the worst. As we leave Northeast, I am confident that even if we have everything planned out and still fall on our face, we can get back up, brush ourselves off, and keep moving forward. Ever heard of the phrase, there is beauty in the struggle? Well, that same concept applies to growth. There is beauty in growth. Throughout high school, we've made several memories. Laughter, cries, competitions, breakups, and makeups. But if we were given the opportunity to either return to the past or go to the future, I believe that most of us would choose the future. We wouldn't want to relive our past, not because our past was perfect, but because we recognize its importance in relevance to our future. We acknowledge that, yes, we have made mistakes, but instead of dwelling on those mistakes forever, we learn from them. And when we learn, we prepare ourselves for the next obstacle so that we can make better decisions the next time. That is what I call growth. I remember my freshman year of high school, timid little Wendy. She was scared and conflicted. Would she ever make any friends? What kind of friends? What classes would she take? Sports? Clubs? But she was also excited about her journey. Now, Wendy isn't timid anymore. Can you tell I'm nervous? She also made friends, good friends. She played sports, basketball, and soccer, and she loved it. She was also part of several clubs. Who would have thought that timid little Wendy would be standing here today giving you this speech? Growth. Jesse Usher, an actor on the series Survivor's Remorse, once said, "Don't thank God for your wins, because if we thank him for our wins, we'd have to blame him for our losses." I personally don't agree with that statement. I say thank God for your wins and thank him even more for your losses, because we learn from those losses and we grow from them as well. As you move on with life, Rockets, things will change. You'll have to make certain decisions on your own, but always keep in mind that your values are extremely important. There will be a point in your lives where everything will seem to be falling apart. A time when you'll want to give up because nothing seems worth it anymore. A time when you will plunge into a deep, dark hole of sadness, depression, regret. But holding on to those values will get you through those tough times. Your values will help you stay true to yourself. They will guide you and enable you to make those important decisions. When going through those dark times, keep in mind that there's light at the end of the tunnel. And when walking through that dark tunnel, carry along something that will light up your path. Again, your values. It could be a dream, a passion, that one phrase that has always stuck with you, a Bible verse, anything to keep you sane. And sometimes, there won't be light at the end of the tunnel. There might be a wall instead. But that wall shouldn't stop you or make you turn back. No, One value that we learned as Rockets was to rise. That is to be respectful, inclusive, safe, and engaged. Rise. So that when you hit that wall, you can dig through it and create your own path. Keep digging until you get the gold and find your own light. Let your values be your light, and let your diploma be a shovel, enabling you to dig a path to your success. Now, before I leave, I would like to thank the teachers, administrators, counselors, custodians, security, food service workers, and all of the office secretaries for getting us this far. Thank you. I would also like to thank you, dear students and friends, for making my high school experience a memorable one. I wish you all good luck as you enter the adult world. Now, Rockets, go out there, forge your own path, and keep growing. Want to say Rocket?
In real time, we are all legacy. In my motherland, Sudan, we are taught how valuable our stories are. How limitless we are. We are a boundless tree of life, and to always stay close to your roots. My parents brought their legacy with them here, and through me. I am a vessel. I carry my father's wisdom and my mother's strength. This is not just me, but a family tree. I stand here, a manifestation of love and pain, with veins pumping revolution. I stand here, and I am Sudan's rivers, my golden mother, my aunt Busaina, a legacy of my grandfather's passed down to fit into the margins of my blue passport. The history my name holds is often a mouthful I cannot remember. The legacy, the story I was born into, offered me space to claim on my own, to create my own home. Walking into the halls of Northeast, I came with only my imagination and 4 years ahead of me. Slowly, through class discussions and book assignments, I found pieces of myself lost in between pages of novels and conversations with my peers. Language can't math me. I experience exponentially. It was not just the learning I did in this school that has made me become. It is my experience and the many thoughts I will leave behind. And you, class of 2019, what is your legacy? What is your imprint here in this world we know? What and who helped you reach a familiarity with yourself? These questions sound so looming, but I've come to understand that they are nurturing. I urge you to take power in your name. I want this class right now to know that they've touched people's hearts and risen spirits. We, as a collective of hopeful youth, have curated our own legacy. We all contribute to Northeast legacy in a way that is our own. That is so important to remember. Northeast showed us what it feels like to feel seen. Northeast revealed to us what kindness looks like. Northeast displayed to us who we want to be in this world, in this dunya. Most importantly, Northeast showed me the sound of my own voice. As we venture into this untitled part of our lives, advice I acquired from my school is to speak your truth and always recognize what is at your core and to share it loudly. I learned this in newspaper as we printed our truth. I recognized it as my community spoke out on our struggles in class. I feel it as I stand here today. It was always better to speak. It is between the syllables of our name to give room to our voices. Eleni led me to recognize my words, our truth, and our service. Northeast offered me the gift of seeing faces that look like mine and narratives that do not. I have learned much on this campus about who we are, as youth, as students of culture, as humans. Defining that has always been a struggle. We are in the listless effort to figure out who we are and what we stand for. High school revealed to me that we'll never really know, that we are shapeshifters. We're malleable beings who are constantly expanding and expanding and expanding. We are words made flesh. Our education here has taught this. Education is a vital necessity of our experience. Education exists beyond your curriculum, beyond your standards. It forms our quality of self and our hopes and our dreams. It is what gets us free. Now, in this moment, we are finished, and we have the rest of our lives ahead of us. So listen closely, follow your intuition, and speak your truth. Your legacy is important. The imprints you leave here and hereafter will last forever. You are generations of resilience and refuge. These things run through our bloodstream. Remember how revolutionary it is for you to exist in the spaces you take up. Take up all the space and take care of the places you touch. I am Northeast Legacy, and so are you.
What a great set of speeches those were. A wonderful way to wrap up the speeches that we've had these last few weeks. Kate, it was fun that she clearly already had a connection with Northeast, talking about how her dad was a teacher there, how she knew of the history of Northeast, felt like she became a part of Northeast, and then encouraged all of her classmates to continue to be a part of its history. So, you know, really feeling a part of that community that they are extending on what Northeast has built.
Yeah, and I think it's a theme that was in the next speaker as well, Wendy, you know, because she ended it the traditional way that most end their speeches at Northeast is once a rocket, always a rocket. And I think that's very much true.
Buthena's, her speech was beautiful.
And powerful.
The language that she used, the words that she used, she talked about carrying her father's wisdom and her mother's strengths, and talked about how she appreciated faces that looked like hers and narratives that did not. I could listen to that one two or three times and not get everything that she was saying. It was just beautiful.
She fit a lot into that short amount of time. And Wendy had started off great with that song, Forever Young. I think that was great. But just talking about, you know, how Northeast had prepared them for the best and the worst of what is to come in their lives. And that even if, you know, they fail, they can still pick themselves up and dust themselves off and continue on.
So. Did you see that that commercial for the Women's World Cup that was running where, you know, they kept getting knocked over, kicked over, and every time kind of picking themselves back up? That's what I was thinking about while Wendy was talking there, that, you know, you can go ahead and give me everything you got. You know, I'll get up, dust myself off, and just be stronger for it.
And I think, and that Northeast has prepared them to do that, all of them, to keep going on. So.
Well, thank you for setting up all of those speeches these last few weeks, Mindy.
Yeah.
And if there's anything that you've heard today that you'd like to learn more about, we have links to all of this stuff up on the website at lps.org/podcast. Also, if you'd like to subscribe and get notified every Wednesday when we push up new episodes, you can find us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, and Spotify. And links to all of these are also there at lps.org/podcast. So that's all the time that we've got for today. Thank you for joining us here on Stories from Lincoln Public Schools.